Democratic Congressman Bill Owens is submitting the legislation as freestanding bills. They would exempt shipments of apples to Canada from inspection under the Apple Export Act, enhance research, promotion, and sustainability of the maple industry, and extend loan qualifications through the Farm Service Agency.
All three of these were included in the Farm Bill that was passed out of the committee on a bipartisan basis last year. Had that bill moved forward, there was a great likelihood that these three items would have been included in the 2012 Farm Bill. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll see a Farm Bill in 13. Whether or not it includes these is unclear at this point, but by reintroducing them at this juncture, we're going to get them into play very early. But I think that the likelihood of these being passed really depends upon the passage of a Farm Bill.
The New York Farm Bureau has supported all three measures. Spokesman Steve Ammerman explains they would provide needed resources to the state's agricultural community.
We have the philosophy that if you lift up one farmer, you lift up all farmers. Because if you make it advantageous to farm in this state, that's going to help everybody because you're still going to have a strong agricultural community as a whole. Even if you break them down, they are significant pieces of legislation to their respective growers. The Apple Export Bill alone could put $500,000 back into the hands of our apple growers because currently that money is going to pay for inspection fees that are not necessary. Canada doesn't require those inspections. So right there, you have $500,000 being invested back into New York orchards. And maple, it's a wonderful thing if we can get this additional funding for research.
Steve Ammerman explains that the agricultural credit expansion proposal would allow the Farm Service Agency to keep pace with modern farm business models.
The problem that some of our farms are running into with these FSA loans is that as farms grow primarily to add more family members as main farm operators. A lot of times farms will incorporate or use LLC structures just to help their business and be able to divide it up properly. And oftentimes when that happens, they may then not be eligible for FSA loans, even though they're still family farms. So this will modernize the lending practices to make sure loans get to our farms. This will allow them to take advantage of lending opportunities.
Congressman Owens is introducing the bills to assure they are part of 2013 Farm Bill discussions.
If, in fact, we get a Farm Bill to the floor, then I think that the chances are very high that we are, in fact, successful. We had promises last year that the Farm Bill would make it to the floor. It never did. So now the question is, when they start reviewing it again, will they simply adopt what was done in 2011, 2012, and put that same bill back on the floor? Will we see modifications to it? And we want to make sure that these items, which are essentially non-controversial, that these get in whatever bill makes it to the floor.
Congressman Owen says the three proposals would result in no or minimal taxpayer costs. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.